The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We'll open up the phones this hour at 800-313-9443. Talking about Harley Schlanger, and following the same vein that I have, that this coronavirus and the gyrations of the stock market and, oh, pending whatever, is the fault of the coronavirus. No, I think it's just a blanket that these guys are pulling up over their head because of what they did in 2008, destabilizing the entire world's markets with their funny money shenanigan crap. I can put it no other way. As the percent of GDP from manufacturing, utilities, mining, farming has dropped, the U.S. has become increasingly dependent on financial innovation. instead of the good old-fashioned way, folks, just earn it. Such as securitization to make money. Thus, while stock values appreciated, the real productive economy has been shrinking, as had been forecast by LaRouchian's triple curve function. I don't exactly know what that means, but be that as it may. The modest gains made in the first 2 years of the Trump administration stalled, as a return to American system methods has been blocked by the neoliberals in both parties and their sponsors, who are dependent on these speculative bubbles. They are the same networks now espousing the radical anti-growth green agenda. To divert attention from the disastrous effects of their policies, they have been putting forward a series of fake explanations as to why a recession may occur, while covering up the scandal of the repo loans and the real dangerous consequences of zero or negative rates. Among the scapegoats identified are the government shutdown due to the failure to agree on a budget, a war between the U.S. and Iran, closing down the Persian Gulf, increased tensions between the U.S. and Russia, a new trade war with China, and even a green swan predicted by BIS that global climate change could cause a crash. Now, don't be fooled by any of these swindlers and their influential policy shapers, for whom the coronavirus has become the latest cover story to divert attention from the immoral and criminal disregard for the well-being of the majority of the human race. The coronavirus must be taken seriously and addressed by competent and fully funded measures to be taken up jointly by leading nations in an emergency summit, as advocated by LaRouchepac, but to succeed ultimately to make mankind to protect mankind from future threats, it is past overdue to end the economic, political, social, and cultural paradigm of the neoliberals and replace it with measures beginning with LaRouche's four laws, which will dramatically increase the investment into real physical economy. That's the way, folks, this is not a mystery. And whether it's LaRouche's four laws or whether it isn't, capitalist system, it's very simple. You take something, you rework it, and you put it on the market for sale. That's it. You don't get to pick stuff out of thin air. and work a little bit and sell it to the thin air market. It's got to be something of substance, something that has worked. It takes a physical labor to produce. See this? See, this is where socialism and communism, they all fail, because they promise you everything and then they have not the means of production to support anything. Nothing. And hence, it falls apart and crashes, all the while trying to convince the people that, oh, the state is here for you. Yeah. Well, whether it's a capitalist system with swindlers or a communist system with swindlers, what the hell difference does it make? The end result is still nothing. And I don't know about you folks, but this has been part and parcel of the American psyche that, well, before the heretofore democracy and Uncle Sammy that'll save you from yourself, that the only way that you'd put food on your table, folks, is to get up off your lazy butt and go to work. Earn your daily bread. And that, again, supports an entire system. Because the individual has a job, earns money, buys stuff that he needs, that somebody else is producing, that puts money in their pocket, and on it goes. What they're not admitting to, and this is the most ironic fact of them all. I mean, it's just, to me, it's a fundamental shell game. That they're not admitting to the debt. And they're not going to tell the American people, well, by the way, with all this money we owe the banks, Guido's still got the interest running. The juice is still running. Now, how easy would it be? The act itself to get rid of the Federal Reserve would be fundamentally easy to do. But man, are you going to get a lot of pushback against that? Because you see, the banks themselves are now playing around with the idea of creating their own cryptocurrencies and to move us into a cashless society, which they wanted to do any damn way. You know, the evidence of their crimes is still in your pocket, folks. You think I'm kidding? Reach in your pocket right now. Got any coins there? Pull them out. Got a penny there? Oh, that's right. It's not a cent. It's copper washed zinc. Oh, that dime, that nickel? Well, nickel used to be worth some money. They haven't done really anything to that, but all the dimes and the quarters and the halves, well, they adulterated by eliminating the silver content. You know, real wealth of which money was based on. They did away with that. They have no place else to go with this, except to make it up and disappear. Because why? Because you still have in your possession, you still have in your pocket, an admission to their criminality. The evidence is still there, and they've got to get rid of it. Now, you run this for another generation or two, and people look at you and go, what do you mean, money? You know, I get my credits debited into my account, and I can... I got payments that are automatically deposited, and well, I can do anything right out of my account. Well, so can the government or anybody else that makes a claim against you. And there used to be a process if somebody wanted to come and grab your itty-bitty, then at least you could hang on to it until they could wrest it from your fingers. Not anymore. IRS, you can see this. This doesn't take any stretch of the imagination whatsoever. IRS sends you an official letter telling you that you're delinquent in your taxes and you owe us this. Now, consequently, we have to debit your account. Ah, that's right. You don't even get to court. Go to court on that one. Oh, you can go talk to the IRS people and sit in front of a little panel that they call a court, but that's not really a court. Why? Because if it actually went into a court of record and the evidence was allowed to be presented to jurors, then we would realize that this is nothing but one gigantic, bombastic scam. That's why we have the tax courts. Oh, the citizenry is getting angry. Okay, well, let's set up tax courts. That ought to placate them. No. It just rises to the level of, really? You ever been to one of those tax courts? I've talked to many people that have. We've also seen some videos of shutting these little bureaucrats down that they don't know whether to shuffle their papers, wind their wristwatch, or disappear into thin air. It's an illusion. They've got nothing. And they know it. And what really pisses them off, they now know that we know. So folks, this is an absolute necessity. We've got to do away with all these tax-dodging people out there that won't pay their fair share to a corrupt government that doesn't know when to shut its purse. Because we need to keep borrowing to make the bankers happy so they get their interest. But the only interest that these globalist bankers have is the destruction of this country. We got to go, folks. Can't have a bunch of stiff-lotted people running around proclaiming liberty and freedom and get your hands out of my pocket. We don't need a bunch of rabble-rousers out there saying, no, we need limited government. Get the hell out of our way. You're old school. You got to go. This is a new 21st century. There's a brand new way of doing business here. And you will not impede it. You know, Mike, you know, this could be, I just had a thought. This could mean a lot to this network. I think we ought to start a betting pool. And of course, there are laws against running unauthorized, unlicensed betting operations. I'm sure we'd have to find out the pitfalls and pratfalls, but more importantly, find the loopholes. I think we ought to start a fund. And here's the deal. You can put $5 or $10 into this fund. It'd be a betting pool. That when Donald Trump takes office, within 12 months of him taking office for a second term, Federal Reserve is put on the chopping block. And to really make those red hats with those four simple words on the on the front of the hat, make America great again. We want to make America great again. We need honest money, and we need to get rid of the crooks. Wow. Hello. You know, they're here. You see what the danger is of an educated public, folks? You see what the real danger here is? That you point and you laugh at the liars. And they don't like to be laughed at. We're in government, and we're in charge. And we know what's best. And you're just simple, Anytown USA podunk person. What do you matter? We're the government. We have experience. We know the answers to the problems that keep cropping up that we started in the first place. Oops. Oops. And all the grand ideas and all the schemes and the scammers, global warming taxes. Oh, yeah. Well, now, it's the coronavirus, and, well, it's going to be so pandemic, it's going to kill so many people, we've got to start quarantining entire cities. You know, here in the U.S., my God, 9 people died in Washington. Older people. You know, these are the people, and I'm sorry to say that when they get lung infections, guess what? Usually turns into pneumonia that usually kills them. You know, and I said about that, the 9 that died of the coronavirus, if indeed that is the case, and I'm taking it on face value that it is. Remember what I first said about it? Are these people with their immune systems compromised? Are they HIV patients on meds? That was my first statement. Well, what would be next in line for somebody who couldn't recover from something like a coronavirus? Would be somebody that's elderly and their immune system is compromised with the inability to fight off a viral infection. If indeed this thing is even viral. But don't worry. You've heard this before. We got flu vaccines, and we'll make sure it's available to everybody out there. But it won't be available for 12 or 18 months. By that time, guess what happens? The virus runs its course. The body builds up immunities to it. And it quietly waits patiently for the next attack, which our bodies are always being attacked by bacteria and virus, folks. Always is and always shall be forever and ever. Amen. That's because we're human beings, and this is part of the biological stuff that happens on Earth. It's the way it is. There's cause and effect. But not with these grand wizards of the imagination par excellence. They're just absolute. I don't know how stupid they think we are. You know, they seem to be pandering to the people that they've already dumbed down, but there's a large section of America sitting back, cocked their feet up, and going, uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh. It ain't working. Do you have 10 or 20 or maybe 30% of the population you can bamboozle with your BS? Yeah, quite possibly. But that leaves the other 60, 70% with their feet kicked up, looking back at you and going, They're losing control of this, and they know it. That's why you're seeing everybody being deplatformed and your First Amendment's out the door and all that. They keep telling you, do not be afraid, while we keep selling you the fear porn. Well, I'm not afraid in the respect that you would think that I'm afraid. I'm afraid because I know where your program is leading us. I know what your end game scenario is. And if you haven't had the inclination yet, if it hasn't dawned on you yet, no, we're not going to take your national health care for total control of our lives. And if you do attempt such an egregious act, that's why we have our Second Amendment. They haven't been successful on either front. Not for a lack of trying, mind you. But again, just think of it this way. And then boys sitting back with their feet up going, uh-huh, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. And they're armed. They are the ones that are very afraid, folks. They're the ones that are afraid. Well, okay, we're going to dump Bernie here. Socialist Bernie. By the way, I did not have a chance. I've got to do that this hour. I didn't have an opportunity to do it yesterday because I was interviewing the good doctor. Very appreciative of her, by the way. And yeah, she doesn't know the meaning of retirement either, working 60 hours a week. But at any rate, we're watching politically everybody fold. Nobody in the Democrat Party had a ghost chance of hell of getting the nomination. Creepy Joe. You know, don't you remember last week, Creepy Joe? There must be some, even the Democrats are going, you know, is there something wrong with this guy's giddy up and go? Is his cheese sliding off his cracker? You know, what's going on with Joe? He can't even remember what the Declaration of Independence is. Well, you know that thing. No, the point is you don't know it, Joe. And you're the one that was vice president of this country for two terms. You're the one that's been a senator. And, you know, that just you know thing. No, you don't know. And that's what's important is you don't know. Because it had something to do with that conflagration or constipation. No, a constitution. That's what it was. I knew I'd remember that. They're losing, folks. They are losing. Because we have been the resistance. And we've been spreading the information, the true facts of what's going on. Not the hyperbole and the bull BS that they're preying on the weak, uneducated minds out there. You have been immunized by RBN. We'll be back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Out of country we go to Berlin, Germany. Hello, Kyle.
Hi, how are you?
Not bad. How are you doing?
Well, I'm behaving myself. That's the main thing, right?
Well, I don't know. I like rabble-rousers and troublemakers as long as it's creating trouble for the guys that are really bad guys.
Well, we're rabbling for something, you know?
What's your point? You got a point here?
No, by all means. I just wanted to say, you know, the EU, the construct of the European Union,
right,
is totally defunct. It's totally defunct, in my opinion.
Well,
and you know,
Go ahead.
Sorry, on you go. On you go.
No, I was just going to say that, yeah, that for all intents and purposes, the EU is dead. And I think it's missing on a lot more people worldwide that now that is crumbling, there's a global construct for the New World Order. They wanted to do this in such a way to pass their laws and make it look legitimate and have countries give up sovereignty and their own laws for the communitarian worldwide laws, but they still have one trick in their bag, and that's the economic domination they have by way of their funny money banks. That's what they're going to try next. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. That's my modus operandi. I'm a financial, I'm a banker, and, you know, bankers and so on, come see, come say.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, the people in Germany, there's nowhere out. They can't see anything. They can't see past their own nonsense, you know? I tried to say to them, you know, what we need to do is we need to do a German exit. But they can't understand it because they're so, it's like a tunnel vision, you know? It's some kind of, you know, they are from World War II and World War I, perhaps, indeed. But from World War II, they're, you know, it's some kind of tunnel vision. And it's, I feel sorry for the German people, in fact. Well, I really do feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
But the main thing, hold on a minute.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing is, they actually got the last laugh because where's the European Central Bank in Frankfurt?
Well, but don't be too hard on the German people because they've been propagandized for a number of years, as well as the other European.
Oh, by all means, yeah.
Yeah, as well as the other European countries. We first had what? The European Common Market. And they were being told back then that the cooperation between the countries is most important. Well, they wanted to make it official and finalize it, and then there came your European Union. But what was not evident to everybody else, that was evident to us, is the control. This is what they're always after, is control. Now, what happened?
By all means.
What happened in Britain almost didn't happen. There almost wasn't a Brexit. But for all intents and purposes, you're right. The European Union is pretty much dead. They have lost their steam. We were all supposed to have been brought into this umbrella. See, we were supposed to have our North American Union and then the two be merged. Well, that ain't happening either.
NAFTA. Yeah.
That ain't happening either. So now it's time for desperate measures, and you being in the banking business, you'll understand this. They've got to go to a cryptocurrency. They've got to make the evidence of their crimes up and disappear. And they've got to be in total control of it.
Well, indeed. But, you know, something I find terribly interesting, and I'll be honest with you. When I'm in Berlin now, but when I was living in London, I voted Brexit.
Mm-hmm.
And if for people here in Germany, if I say I voted Brexit, that I'm like a pariah.
Well, you know, being in the banking, you might not have the best of friends. do you ever think about that?
Well, by all means.
So, yeah, you're going to get the looks from the crowd that you run with. Of course you are. But I've seen other things coming out of Germany that tells me exactly the opposite's going on. And a lot of people in Germany do understand the treachery of the European Union as being demonstrated, and this was probably the bigger worry for the European Union, that this was an education for the rest of the countries that are stuck in that union. Look and see what we just did. It's doable. We can do it.
Well, by all means, but I may ask you a question.
Sure.
Have you ever heard of the historian David Irving?
I'm sorry, the what?
The historian David Irving.
Yes, I have.
You know him. You know about him.
Yes, I've interviewed him and talked with him.
He was the most famous historian in the world for a long time, and then he said the wrong thing and something happened.
Yeah, they got him for anti-Semitism. Whoops, the very people who created this system that's trying to destroy us. We got a break. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Soon you will be dancing face to face with the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace. Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is.
Got the little black car, the little black dress. We got the guru and the trainer and the full course dress. We got the software.
I've got a sneaking suspicion here. You know, Creepy Joe, as I said, even last week, MSNBC had people on questioning how tightly Dear Joe is still wrapped. And then this week, well, Bloomberg drops out, spent $500 million, and he knows he's not going to buy anything with that money. No sense in throwing good money after bad, or is that bad money after worse? I'm not sure. But now the move is to dump Bernie. Because, you see, folks, it's a little bit too in your face. It's the prescribed program that the Democrats have been running, but, you know, Bernie, dear Bernie, has come out and he's putting flashing lights on this thing. Socialism, socialism, hello, socialism. And the Democrat Party doesn't want to see that. They want to continue what they're doing. They don't want to be called a bunch of communists that they really are. Think about it. So what do we have to do? Well, we have to get rid of Bernie. Now, not that I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think it's a good idea that we should have a senator that claims to be independent. He's from... He's just... Folks, He's lighting up the neon sign going, yeah, this is what the Democrats really are, and this is what they really want. But we can't have Bernie around shoving it in people's faces because they might react negatively. Okay, so we're seeing the Democrats now trying to corner Uncle Bernie and put him asunder. But there might be a problem here. Okay, Pocahontas is still in the race. She'll have to drop out. She can't even win her own state. Okay, this thing from Texas, this gesturing idiot, old Beto, he's gone. Much of the garbage that came up is now gone. So the field left ain't much better, but they're throwing everything they've got behind Uncle Joe. Now, how do you think Uncle Joe's going to do against Donald Trump? Well, you already know the answer to that. But there might be another problem in the wind. Just say the DNC does nominate Joey Biden as their leader to the promised land. There's a problem here. Houston, we have a problem. A Ukrainian court has ordered an investigation into whether Joe Biden violated any laws when he forced the March 2016 firing of the country's chief prosecutor. The ruling could revive scrutiny of Hunter Biden's lucrative relationship with the energy firm in that corruption-plagued country, just as the former vice president's campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination is surging after a lackluster start. Well, yeah. Lackluster? Yeah, I would say so. But not anymore. It's a bright spot for the Democrats. Uncle Joe is their bright spot. Former prosecutor General Viktor Shokin, who has long alleged he was fired because he would not stop investigating the Burisma Holdings firm that employed Hunter Biden, secured the ruling last month. Ukrainian officials confirmed the State Bureau of Investigation has since complied and initiated the probe. The Pershevsky District Court of Kiev ruled last month that Shokin's lawyer had provided sufficient evidence to warrant a probe and obliged the authorized officials of the State Bureau of Investigation to accept the ex-prosecutor's complaint and start pretrial investigation of the reported data, according to an official English translation of the ruling itself provided by Shokin's attorney. Uncle Joe's got a problem here. The problem is they got no place to go. That's the problem. They got nowhere to run and hide on this one. Now, having said that, yeah, we have seen in the past how they make important things kind of up and disappear. Yeah, we got that. But what is behind the Ukrainian deal? This also brings Hillary Clinton back into the spotlight, doesn't it? Yep. I just had a horrible thought, Mike. Uncle Joe has something happened to him that he can't continue to run for the presidency. And reluctantly, who's the only other person that you can think of that they could bring up with a possibility of maybe beating Donald Trump? Come on, I'm waiting. 8C? Let me make it easier. HRC. This is a test question, Mike. Thank you. He says, under his breath, Hillary Clinton. Ken in New York. Hello, Ken.
Hi, John.
How you doing?
I think the only thing that could shake the Democrats up at this point was to hire that creature that you talked about in the beginning of the show. I think that would wake Uncle Joe up and really get him back into the swing of things again.
Well,
this makes
This is, you know, it's not funny, but, you know, politics should be taken, always taken with a grain of salt, but it's gotten to the point where you can't help but laugh of these clowns trying to, what are they thought Bloomberg was going to be the answer to Joe Biden. And they all were talking positively. I mean, here's a guy that's running as Democrat, but, you know, geez, he was such a wonderful guy being a mayor. And then we had this Buttigieg guy that was a mayor of a small town, but he wasn't good enough. But then they hung their spurs here with Mr. Bloomberg. Comes in, spends $500 million, and barely registers on the political Richter scale.
I think that might be the price he had to pay for the 10 or 15 billion he's made in the last 20 years. Maybe you have to give some back. You know, he never played west of the Hudson. That was his problem. He's purely New York City. That's all he could ever win in.
Well, except though, I don't think, Ken, here, except for his business interests in China.
Yeah, they all have business interests in China.
Yeah.
But, you know, I knew he was going to drop out because he's done this before. Whenever questions start getting tough or things start getting dredged up in the past from him, all of a sudden he has the fortitude of a plate of gefilte fish. It's like a gelatinous mass with no spine.
Well, we're told that to withhold judgment, but every day of our lives we have to do our judgmental things. Okay, I have always been confused and rather fascinated by people telling me that you shouldn't judge. You shouldn't judge the book by its cover. You know, okay, all right, I'll do the extra. I'll try to walk a couple hundred feet in their moccasins. Okay, I'll try to see things from their point of view. You know, I'll try to do all of that. But when I look, God, Ken, when I look at stuff that I'm looking at right now, of a little sawed-off guy, you know, he's probably got a little Napoleonic complex to begin with. But here's a guy.
I think you're right.
Yeah, here's a guy that thinks that because he's a billionaire, he's out of New York City. And wait a minute, wasn't the last guy a billionaire from New York City as well? Well, that's right. That somehow that he can come in and he can be a runner against Donald Trump. The only problem is he's not very photogenic. He doesn't put on a very good dog and pony show for the people that he wants to get excited to vote for him. He really had nothing in the way of, you know, I watched his ads. They were showing up on YouTube. And these are the ads you couldn't skip. You know, after 3 or 4 seconds, you know, you'll see the little box pop up in the lower right and bottom of the screen going, skip ad. No, you couldn't skip any of these ads. Hell, he's even running the ads during the Democrat national debates, which somebody suggested that somehow illegal. I don't think so. Not if these are run by local affiliates and not by the network itself. I don't know if they were or were not, but these are kind of points that are kind of pointless to me. But to watch this and to watch this man think that he can just roll into, and here's the arrogance of the well-heeled and well-moneyed, that they think they throw around enough money that that's going to buy him what they want. Well,
it didn't work the last time.
And it didn't work this time.
Yeah, well, what's the definition of somebody that does something over and over again and expects a different result?
What did Einstein say about that? Or was that Edison?
I'm telling you, if you want to, you put him on one side of a page and go look at a jar of gefilte fish on the other side, and you'll understand what I'm talking about.
I don't
about.
Even know what a gefilte fish is. I've heard it before. I'm having a problem developing a mental picture here.
A soft gelatinous mass with no spine.
That's of Jewish origin?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Well, that's like all the rest of the crap they give us. It's unrecognizable, and it's just a pile of, and they have to give it a name for us to identify, because you sure wouldn't be able to identify what you're looking at. Okay. Gefilte fish. Does that come with or without matzo balls?
Hammock and matzo balls.
God, we got to be careful here, Ken. Somebody might nail us for being anti-Semite. My God.
Uh-oh, I better go.
Okay.
Good night.
Thank you, Ken. Well, here's another one from our friends, the Cop Watchers, over to freethoughtproject.com. In Colorado Springs. I almost don't want to do this. This is so silly. In today's fearful society, even obvious toy guns like Nerf guns can land innocent children in the grips of the police state. A Colorado family is now sharing their story in hopes that the insanity will be exposed and kids can hopefully get back to being what? Kids. The Carson's family 10-year-old son was arrested, handcuffed, charged with felony menacing. This is a class 5 felony, folks. What was the crime? Playing with a Nerf bow and arrow. Gavin, like all boys of his age, had an imagination, so he and his buddy grabbed his broken Nerf bow and arrow last year and went outside to play their imaginary games. Just like you and I did, folks, when we were kids. When I was a kid, I was too damn broke to get the toy guns with a holster with the Roy Rogers insignia there. What I got was 2 clothespins put together. And I looked at my mother, she looked on my face, and she says, just pretend. Okay, that's what these kids were doing. They were pretending. The toy bow was an orange Nerf bow. It didn't work. Nothing could shoot out of it. Nothing could come out of it. The weapon, well, a toy, I had an orange tip. It was also broken and couldn't shoot anything out of it. Even if the Nerf toy was functional, Gavin's use of it couldn't have hurt anyone or anything. Regardless, when the loyal subject of the Crown saw the 2 children playing with it, he just had to get involved and call in the police state. He slammed his brakes on, started reversing as fast as he could. He came up and started getting very heated and was very mad. I was at the time very scared. When an angry man began yelling at small children, they ran home because he scared them. The man then verbally accosted Gavin's parents, which, by the way, has been recorded on the family's doorbell cam. This fearful subject then called 911 to report 2 small children for playing with a Nerf bow and arrow. Seriously. According to the Carpenter family, El Paso County Sheriff's Deputy arrived and arrested both Gavin and his friend. He was handcuffed and taken to Colorado Springs Police Department for mugshots and fingerprinting. They came back over, told me my rights, and told me what was going to happen. They put handcuffs on me, and I got into the car, 10-year-old Gavin Carpenter said. I had told them I had no intention to have scared them or have any threat to their lives. This small child was held in jail for hours and not released until 10:30 p.m. Gavin's family immediately hired an attorney to help get the charge dropped, but the DA refused and fought to permanently scar this little boy's life forever because he pointed a Nerf bow and arrow at cars. It was just a hard no that the district attorney wasn't going to throw this out, Gavin's father Chris said. That is when we moved into the diversion program. Gavin was then sentenced to community service, forced to write an essay, and given multiple other tasks just so he didn't carry around a felony charge for the rest of his life. And again, that was playing with a Nerf toy. So if you run his name, nothing will show up, but he did have a Class 5 felony on there for at least a year, at least a half a year, Chris said. In an odd twist, the family wants to restore Gavin and his friend's faith in police. Oh, God. Who kidnapped and caged their son with a Nerf bow and arrow and charged him with a felony. I'm sorry. I personally can't lick the boots of my pretended masters. Yeah, this doesn't taste good. We're trying to establish now for the boys a few events to help build trust in law enforcement because it was shattered. What, do you want to set your kids up for the next fall? Okay. Sadly, the father didn't learn that trust is a two-way street.
When an officer kidnaps a child for playing with a Nerf gun and seeks to ruin his life by charging him with a felony, he ain't to be trusted. Hello? Gavin is lucky he escaped this incident with a simple arrest and charges. A 14-year-old boy named Antonio Aker was not so lucky when he played with his orange-tipped toy gun. When he ran away from the cop killed him, shooting him in the back twice. Last month, the officer, Joseph Jehan, who killed Antonio, was cleared in his death despite shooting the child who was unarmed and running away. You know, we're the police, and, you know, our watch commander told us we had to be careful out there, and our number one priority is to keep ourselves safe. Man, you better check the depth of your knowledge and being a human being then, because I'm going to suggest you got bigger problems.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me, and what has come to be, been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy. Well, my wife returns from taking my little girl to school. She got beads of perspiration as she tries to keep her cool. She says,
by the way, I really am running out of time here, so I wanted to play Uncle Bernie and his communistic adoration of Russia and Cuba, but you've probably already seen that. Here's the report on the 10-year-old that presented such a threat. From Fox News.
Last July, after their son and his friend were outside playing with a toy gun and a toy bow and arrow.
Fox 21's Courtney Fromm has the exclusive interview with the boy who was arrested. Now, Courtney, what's he saying?
Now, the 10-year-old told me he had no intention of ever scaring anyone. He said he was just outside playing with his friends. And looking back on it, he told us that he realizes he didn't do the right thing, but he never expected to have to get a mugshot and fingerprints taken at just 10 years old.
You idiots.
And they came back over, told me my rights and what was going to happen, and then they put handcuffs on me and they brought me in the car.
10-year-old Gavin Carpenter says he and his friend were just playing outside.
We both love the game Fortnite, so what we would do is we went to the curb, and on both corners we would, whenever a car would come by, we would act to like point at them and what like you would do in a video game.
Gavin says they were playing with two different toys.
The toy bow was an orange, like, Nerf bow. Just something, it didn't work, nothing could come out of it, nothing could shoot out of it. The weapon, well, toy, that I had, had an orange tip, and it was broken, so the noise didn't have any noise, it couldn't shoot anything out of it.
Then one man, driving by, stopped.
He came up and just started getting very heated, very mad, and just started screaming. I was, at the time, very scared.
I don't know what kind of gun it is, some kind of gun.
Would you like to watch your mouth, please?
How about this? How about I call the cops?
Deputies showed up and took the two 10-year-olds into custody.
I told them that I had no intention to have any reason to have them scared or in threat of their life.
Gavin's parents say he was charged with felony menacing, a Class 5 felony.
It was just a hard no, that the DA was not going to throw this out. And that's when we moved into the diversion program.
Dad says along with help from an attorney, Gavin had to do community service and other tasks to get it expunged from his record.
So if you run his name, you're not going to find anything. But he had a Class 5 felony on there for over the better part of a half a year.
Now that it is all over, they want other parents to be aware.
As we want them all to understand that there are laws out there that exist that you may not clearly know, but in the worst case scenario, when everything goes wrong, it can result in your 10-year-old son or daughter being put in handcuffs and going to the police station, which is something we had never dreamed of.
Like, the kids don't understand the way the world thinks right now. So they don't know what we know. They're kids.
Wait a minute. I don't understand you parents in the way you're thinking now. This grandfather, this is the exemplary thing that he's showing his 10-year-old and how he's handling this? Holy mackerel. You want to know the real ironic twist of this whole thing, ladies and gentlemen? Where this incident took place in Colorado? The kids were playing on none other than Constitution Avenue. That'll do it for us today. We don't make them up, folks. We just report them. Thank you for being here. Please, ladies and gentlemen, financially support this network. Spread the word of it. It's needed now more than ever. I thank you for being here. We'll see you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
We must take America back. We must take America back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.
Truth.